Chapter 1. George and Harold. This is George Beard and Harold Hutchins. George is the kid on the left with the tie and the flat top.
We rule!
Harold is the one on the right with the t-shirt and the bad haircut.
Me too!
Remember that now.
Hey George, this book is about us!
Harold, can you stop interrupting the narrator? I'm trying to listen.
Sorry.
All of the experts at Jerome Horowitz Elementary School had their opinions about George and Harold. Their guidance counselor, misdirected, thought the boys suffered from ADD. The school psychologist, Miss Labeler, diagnosed them with ADHD, and their mean old principal, Mr. Krupp, thought they were just plain old BAD. But if you ask me, George and Harold simply suffered from IBSS, incredibly boring school syndrome. You see, George and Harold weren't really bad kids. They were actually very bright, good-natured boys. Their only problem was that they were bored in school, so they took it upon themselves to liven things up for everybody. Wasn't that thoughtful of them?
Hey, Harold, look at the Jerome Horowitz Elementary School sign. It says, "Don't underestimate our good teachers."
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, let's switch the letters around to say our teachers don't use deodorant.
That ought to liven things up around here.
We're very thoughtful.
Me too.
Unfortunately, George and Harold's thoughtfulness got them into trouble every now and then. Sometimes it got them into a lot of trouble. And one time, it got them into so much trouble, it almost caused the entire planet to be taken over by a ruthless, maniacal, mad scientist guy in a giant robot suit. But before I can tell you that story, I have to tell you this story. Chapter 2. All Hail New Swissland. As everybody knows, New Swissland is a small country just southeast of Greenland. You probably know all about New Swissland's natural resources and systems of government. But here's something about New Swissland that I'll bet you didn't know. Everybody in New Swissland has a silly name. Just ask their president, the Honorable Chuckles Jingleberry McMonkey Burger Jr., or his lovely wife, Stinky. They'll tell you all about New Swissland's proud, silly name heritage. They'll tell you about the cultural significance of silly names. And then they'll probably tell you a really, really long, boring story of how this stupid tradition got started. We'll skip that part, okay? Just remember that everybody in New Swissland has a silly name, like Jiggle T Chunk Skunks, Tipper Q Zipper Dripper, or Ivana Goda de Bathroom. From the richest to the poorest, from the dumbest to the smartest, their statues are proudly displayed in the New Swissland Hall of Fame. And speaking of the smartest, let me introduce you to Professor Pippi P. Poopy Pants. Now, Pippi P. Poopy Pants was probably the smartest person in all of New Swissland. He graduated at the head of his class at Chunky Q Booger Nose University, and afterwards spent all of his time creating wild and fantastic inventions. Let's look in on him, shall we? Back in his private laboratory, Professor Pippi P. Poopy Pants was just putting the finishing touches on two wonderful new inventions, the Shrinky Pig 2000 and the Goosey Grow 4000. Professor Poopy Pants called for his assistant, Pork Belly Funky Skunk.
"Mr. Funky Skunk!" Pippi yelled. "I am now ready to test my new inventions."
Porkbelly took notes while the professor aimed his Shrinky Pig 2000 at a hideous pile of trash. A powerful beam of energy blasted the garbage heap. Suddenly, the large pile of trash shrank to the size of a gumball.
"Hooray! It works!" cried Professor Poopy Pants. "Now I must try the Goosey Grow 4000.
Pippi and Porkbelly aimed the Goosey Grow 4000 at an ordinary hot dog with mustard. Went another bright beam of energy.